Well, good morning. I found out that I was to do this at 15 till. So what I am going to share with you is just what's in my heart. So Lord, let the meditations, the words of my mouth and the meditations in my heart be found acceptable to you. In the season of Lent, as we began it yesterday and all, me and Father Craig went to one of the schools here and talked about Ash Wednesday and did ashes with some of the students there. And in the course of doing that, the Lord just began to speak and remind me of some things that about where did Lent kind of come from? How did it happen? How did the church come up with this idea of Lent and all? And because we tend to forget that the church was first Jewish. You know, it wasn't Greek or American. The first Christians were all Jews, and so they were seeped in the temple worship and the rhythm of life that happens. I mean, that's the whole Jewish, they had a very set calendar of feast days and things happening. Well, we know that our Easter is a completion of the type that was in the Old Testament, which is Passover. But every time of the rhythm in the world, of the Jewish world, was based on these different feasts of like Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Booths, Tabernacle, you know, Feast of Tabernacle, on and on, Feast of First Fruits, and all. And so our Easter is the completion of Passover. And so we can look at what that feast meant to the Jews and try to understand the first Christians, the first believers in Jews. And we know that in Acts it says they went up to the temple daily to pray. That's where Peter and John ran into the lame guy. It was they was going to the temple to complete the hours of prayer that the Jews kept. So our traditions of Easter and things have a deep rooting in the Jewish history, in the Jewish life of those times. We've adapted things. So Lent came about as a part of all of that, that time leading up to Easter, to the resurrection. Lent, the kind of the meaning of the word Lent is a part of where we get the word the lengthening, because it's at this time of year that the days begin to lengthen. And as I was thinking about that, and what we talk about with Lent, about searching and giving up stuff and fasting and seeking a place with, a different place with God to move up into a different room, so to speak, or breakthrough or whatever terminology you want to have. I was thinking of then that this time of year, it wasn't just, this could have been at any time of year. But the Lord set this up for a rare reason, because it's at this time of year that in their world, because they were agricultural, that this had great meaning, because this was the time of year that they began to plan the rest of their year, because they had to put in crops. And just like now with our farmers now, a lot of our farmers now are beginning to prepare. They're waiting for the break in the weather until they can prepare and plow their fields and get their fields ready to begin planting. If you look at most of the planting times, the major planting times are around Easter or after Easter. I know my grandmother, she's just a good old country woman, and my uncles and stuff, they had dates that they planted by. There's stuff that they would never plant before Easter. It had to be planted afterwards. And so as I thought about that, how does that relate to me so much as, this? That's really what this time is. It's a time of searching, but it's a different one, in a sense. And it's really I've almost come to think that we need to change Lent. If they gave me the ability to do that and say, okay, you do it the way you want to, I think Lent would become a more of a rejoicing season. Because like a farmer, he's rejoicing. Farmers are so excited when he plants their crops. Because they're looking for that harvest, and that should be where our hearts are at. We're doing things, we're plowing our souls, so to speak. We're preparing our hearts for this seed of Christ to be planted firmly within us. And this should be a real rejoicing thing. You know, it's work. It's hard work sometimes. We have to look at ourselves and be transparent with our own selves, be honest with our own selves about some stuff. But it should be done with a heart of rejoicing, not a heart of mourning. Because we're looking forward to Easter. The whole thing of walking through Lent is a walking towards Easter. Now, if we didn't have Easter, Lent would be a horrible season. You know, it would just be horrible. But we're going to Easter. We're going to that day, that resurrected, that morning, when the tomb is totally empty and it's been finished and completed and totally done. And so, in this Lent, just think about it. I'm beginning to be more like wanting to rejoice in Lent, wanting to embrace it more fully and just be so happy, because knowing any of the little things that I may do as a Lenten observant is a preparing for Easter. It's not a giving up. It's a preparation for something much, much greater. Father Craig was using the terms with the kids that you trade up. You never trade down with Jesus. You always trade up. And that's really what Lent is. It's a time of plowing the fields, getting rid of the stubble from last year, and then having the field prepared, having our hearts prepared for this glorious thing called the resurrection. When we can fully embrace and fully realize the awesomeness of that. It's Christ. It is Christ now that has chosen to abide in our hearts fully and completely. See, he's not... This is a thing that's becoming more and more amazing to me as the bishop has talked about it. He didn't come a little bit. You know, at one time in my life, I kind of, you know, first got saved, I thought, okay, there's this little Jesus living in me. There's just this little bit. Because I was very conscious of the big bit of my sin and my sinfulness and my brokenness. But that wasn't the truth. The truth is that all of them came. He left nothing out. He left nothing behind. When he came completely, 100%, all that he is to live inside of each one of us. Is that not an incredible thought? Is that this, that God himself, the creator of the universe, lives within us. And all we have to do is believe that and accept that and look for him to bring that life out into the open and to begin to change us from the inside to the outside. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.